Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Success Recipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. It's great to have you with us here, and as always, our program is live. I'd love to have you join me on our show, and you're welcome to call in. The live show number is 347-237-5638. It's been an amazing week, and I want to talk to you a little bit about what the business people are doing out there in the marketplace and in the area of transformation and leading. We do a lot of participation in networking and leadership opportunities where people get together and they talk about their best practices. We have opportunities to meet with authors who are really writing the latest business books. And if they get together with all of us and they share, we all have that opportunity to learn and to grow. And there's been so many events happening here in South Florida that I haven't been on the airplane to some of the other cities that, you know, I normally get to be able to participate in all of them. What I wanted to talk about was in the area of transformation and ideas, is people have to be willing to learn and to be open and to participate. And this week was the Global Trade Summit, just one of the activities taking place in the beautiful city of Sunrise. And during this Global Trade Summit, people came from around the world, the people in the city of Sunrise and the folks from the economic development departments, having to do a shout out to Luis Marino Sandora, who is the director, City of Sunrise Economic Development, and big companies also from around the world that understand that it's really essential to be opening your mind to how are you going to do business, you know, globally, and how do we connect, and what do we need to learn, and what do we need to do? We had an opportunity to meet Hector Colon, who was there from Ryder with all of their amazing hundreds and thousands of trucks that they have around the globe. And they shared with us that in transforming the landscape for business in all of these different companies, you know, there's so many steps, but you have to step out and you have to really get involved and you have to connect with people. You have to be willing, again, to learn new things. And many of the things that you want to accomplish worldwide, there are people who are already leading the way, who can help transform this business arena into one of great success for you. And so we get that opportunity to learn from each other. And in the area of helping lead the way for the last 15 years, you have now the very first global trade chamber in the city of Sunrise, brought to you by people like Al Otero, who is the president, Rhea, who is the CEO. And the Global Trade Chamber is a membership organization. It helps businesses to explore new opportunities and to succeed in the constantly changing local, national, and international markets. In order to do this, it is accomplished through making these global connections, having comprehensive programs, helping people and guiding them through things like the import and export services, referrals, enabling companies to find new clients, and also to build long-term relationships. What we did at the Global Trade Summit was we presented the first live interactive broadcast event, and we did that with you here on Blog Talk Radio. So if you go back to the archives on blogtalkradio.com/successipes, you'll be able to pull up our live event from the Global Trade Chamber, and you'll be able to see what people are doing to transform and stay ahead of the competition. What was really nice is getting that global perspective from people who came in from, you know, many different areas. So coming up in the month of August is a trade show that's being taking place in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and you can check into that where they're going to be explaining and demonstrating and bringing together people of franchise organizations so that people who are interested in owning franchises and following a model can be able to learn what it takes, be able to be connected to people that will help them in the purchasing process of a franchise so that they can then get involved and be able to do business with a franchise type of model. So we look forward to seeing people out in Puerto Rico on August the 8th. During the Global Trade Summit and helping people to transform their businesses on an international business level, there were a lot of educational sessions. So being presented by BusinessFinanceUSA.com, Brian Miller, he talked about how you get money for manufacturing and the different pathways that are open for the money for manufacturing, whether you are located in the United States or your business is located internationally. He talked about the supply chain financing, where it's possible to get money, where money can go right to the manufacturer in another country, and the actual business person who is having the items manufactured for their business to sell those items can get terms. So very unique ways of being able to make business happen. As in any type of business, there's a transformation needed in how you handle documents and papers and agreements. And from a special segment was done by on international law and trade agreements presented by John F. Jankowski Jr., who is an attorney. They were helping people there. Now, in the area of navigating, exporting, and again, there's so much to learn. You could have a great product, but if you don't know what it's going to take to get it out of the country, 11 Steps to Exporting, a Roadmap for Your Exporting Success was presented by Paula Isaac Baraya, and she was an economic development specialist for international trade for the Broward County Office of Economic and Small Business Development. Also, in being able to transform and network with people was a really unique opportunity to do speed networking. And as you switched around meeting people every 5 minutes, connecting with people, you were really able to cover a lot of territory and meet people. If you wanted to transform the way you're doing business and actually specifically meet up with different companies or different countries, there were opportunities to do matchmaking sessions, also opportunities for franchise counseling in areas of global green business and green technology and how you are going to sustain. Many companies are transformed to new arenas of doing business that's green and clean and very, very exciting. And so a lot of this is all about transforming through education. One of the amazing business people that I've had a chance to work with recently and over a number of years are the folks from business-accelerated.com. And with business-accelerated.com, they really help you in areas of all of your finance, understand your revenue, understand what is it you need to do to be successful with this business in terms of your structure and your planning. Very exciting. And so I would definitely connect you with someone like Ellen J. Harris, business-accelerated.com, for your business needs. Many of the things here that are happening in South Florida, we just came back from attending an amazing event over a 5-day period was an event called Emerge Americas. And the very closing end of Emerge Americas had the opportunity to see a global performer, Pitbull, and he was really talking about business and what it took to succeed and how he had come from very humble beginnings, but he was willing to learn. He was willing to try, step down into the marketplace, and he just is full steam ahead. He doesn't stop. He keeps growing. He keeps learning. He keeps changing. And that's really all about that, transformation is knowing that as things are changing, you have got to do what it takes to learn and go and grow and to lead. They say that, listen, if you're not out there leading the way, don't worry, your competitors will be. In many of these type of events, we also met people from a lot of educational institutions, places like University of Miami, and I had an opportunity to, during the Emerge Americas event, there was a special day dedicated, it was called WIT, Women in Technology, and they had heads of mega corporations including Intel, up on stage and talking about how they got to those positions, what was happening, how they transformed their world, and how they were continually evolving to be, you know, better, better and better and better. There were representatives from universities such as Nova Southeastern University, Florida International University, Miami-Dade Community College, Lynn University, and recently, I also met folks at the Global Trade Summit from Florida National University. And clearly, education is a key to helping people be successful. I mean, of course, there's education that you get out there in life, and the experience is education in your business. And we learn by also, you know, in addition to the education that you get, that's that formal education in school and taking, you know, courses and helping you from an educational level. But when it comes to the learning and growing, I've met some very impressive entrepreneurs recently. And what is an interesting trend in transforming what people are doing is there are a lot of entrepreneurs that are stepping into the marketplace and finding different ways to get their businesses funded. Some of the businesses are eligible to go and work with, you know, finance companies where they can, you know, have pathways to get money from manufacturing or working capital or receivables. And it might be capital for an owner-occupied building where they want to have their business. But there are other ways of also getting financing. And so in transforming the way people are doing business, we're seeing that there are many opportunities for what's called crowdfunding. And crowdfunding is really grown to new levels. As legislation becomes favorable nationally in each state, you're going to hear more about what's called equity crowdfunding, where people that have the means to invest in businesses will invest in those businesses for the opportunity to have a piece of the business, a percentage of the business. They make the investment and they're not involved in the necessarily in the day-to-day operations. They're just doing it from an investor point of view, but they have an opportunity to grow and have a piece of the business, an equity crowdfunding. You're hearing more about that. You also have seen the explosion and the transformation of the way business is done in terms of gaining capital with crowdfunding online, and there's many platforms. It's getting bigger and bigger around the globe as businesses are sharing what they're offering with the world, and people are stepping up and they are contributing to those businesses. There is everything from reward-based crowdfunding or cause-based crowdfunding. And you probably have heard of the sites such as Kickstarter or Indiegogo or GoFundMe. But on these specific sites, people actually post their projects, and they have to post them and involve it. That's why there's a learning curve in posting these projects and involving your social media campaign, whether you're going to have your website and you're going to have your social media things such as your Twitter and your Facebook and your LinkedIn and your Foursquare and your Pinterest and your Instagram, and all the different avenues they're going to put together so that people know that this campaign exists online, so they will step to the plate and they will contribute money. There's a learning curve on how to operate this new world of business. And so we don't know everything. Nobody expects us to know everything. And we really have to connect with people who have more knowledge than ourselves. And so we're seeing this, again, a lot more people coaching others in specific areas. We're seeing people joining the organizations that can help them. And we are seeing a movement towards people working, collaborating to really take business to levels of success, to shortcut the time that it takes for them to be successful, and to realize that once we get there in this business world is that there's so much we can do, and that many of the people that could even help us don't have to be in our own backyard. If we are in a truly globally connected world. And if we use the tools that are available to us, if we network with people that have expertise that we don't have, we can change the world. We can be part of doing something that is bigger than ourselves. We can create businesses that are successful and sustainable, but we're not going to do them alone. There are companies that are helping us to be more visible in arenas that are online. If you've attended any of the special events where I've had a chance to present to people six words that could transform their businesses, I'll share with you now these six words and let you really think about them. The first word is create, C-R-E-A-T-E, create. And we do have to create new content online and share with people. But it's expensive to create everything. It takes time. It takes money. Not only do you have to do that, you're right, you want to have people edit your work. So what has become more and more popular is curate. You have to curate content. Curating content is about finding content, the best, relevant, important content in a particular topic. And I always go back to the thought of the person that has the job of a museum curator, they curate the best relevant pieces to be on display about a particular topic, and they put those items on display in a museum. They are museum curators. There are art curators, and there are content curators, of which I am one of 10,000 content curators in the world. You can see some of the content that I curate through Sway, SWAYY.co, as well as Scoop It, SCOOP dot I. You will then also see content that we share that has been curated on sites like LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Google+. Once you curate good content, you also want to share it. The next word, the third word, is advocate. You want to have other people advocate for you, whether it be your customers, whether it be other folks on the internet, people that are in your social network, whether it is employees or friends. But I believe that transformation is all includes OPEC, O-P-E-C, which stands for other people's energy and contacts. The third word is mobile. Mobile. We know that there's probably close to 9 billion mobile devices out there in the world. And if you look at even countries like Africa, as I speak to folks that are down there regularly, nobody has a landline according to what I hear, but everybody's got a mobile phone. And so if you were doing any kind of a business, you want to make sure that people can get to you and find you because they're going to search for you on their mobile phone. Many people searching their mobile phone even more than their computers. So you want to be involved in mobile. The next area, number 5, is video. And over 90% of what people consume online in the next 2 years is going to be in a video format. The sixth word that will transform your life is virtual. And the world of virtual delivery of products and services is growing exponentially. Many of us are hearing about people that are manufacturing devices that will allow us to participate in virtual reality, make it look like we are somewhere else and immerse us in a virtual world. There are now growing numbers of business people who are participating in virtual trade shows and virtual expos, and growing is the business of virtual education around the world, where you could be there and participate and sit in the theater as you are thousands of miles away, if that's what you want, and you can participate. So virtual education. There's also virtual education being created where the virtual programs are able to simulate you having an experience so that you really can feel like you're having this experience without actually physically being a part of it. I was told about a gentleman who had created a virtual training program for hotel management so that people could experience and learn as a hotel front desk clerk have the experience of checking people in and go through different scenarios, the good, the bad, and the ugly of having that customer experience. And that's all being done on a virtual level. In fact, the virtual business is so huge that there's money estimated to be spent in virtual business is estimated to now be at $18.7 billion that will be spent in virtual business over the next 2 years. Most of us know that video and business online is growing exponentially in the area of business when you get sites such as LinkedIn. Right now, there are over 359 million people on sites like LinkedIn. And if you're looking to do more business, if you're looking to be more visible, if you're looking to make more connections with people in the business arena, you definitely want to be on LinkedIn. Now, one of the key important first steps on LinkedIn is when you register is to make your profile with all of the things that you can put on that profile very complete. Over 90% of people that are in many of these platforms do not have complete profiles. And so it's sort of like missing out, and you're missing out in a very big way. And if your profile is not complete and you're being compared to somebody else whose profile is complete, well, guess who's got a better chance of getting the business? And not only do you want to have a complete profile, but you want to understand that using ways of demonstrating your excellence and what you are offering and showcasing can be done in different formats. So in print format, if you've written a blog or you've written articles, you can connect those. You can share written updates and post about important business things so that you are seen more as a thought leader, and being consistent and participating is important. Just joining an organization or stepping onto a social media platform really doesn't do you any good if you're not participating, because again, it goes back to the fact is you always have competition, and your competition is not always local. Your biggest competitors could very well be on the other side of the world. And so in order to get a competitive edge, you want to have not only a complete profile, you want to participate. You want to participate and offer to those who are looking at you your content and your areas of expertise in different formats, in the visual, print, in photos, in audios, such as this on any type of a podcasting network. And those of you who have been following my shows, I thank you. Those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, wow, it's great to have you with me. I'm Lori, your host. You can follow me on Twitter at SuccessIPES, SUCCESSIPES. And if you go back here in the archives of our show, you're going to see that we have more than 300 shows where I have interviewed the experts, whether they are entrepreneurs running their own companies, or they're top-level executives working for major companies. Here on SuccessIPES, our guests share their unique recipes for success with you so that you can benefit. And definitely you can participate and join us on upcoming shows. And if you've got something that is rocking the world, amazing, and you're transforming, you know, the business landscape, you know, connect with me. You may be an absolute wonderful guest to have on the show. And as you've shared the words on today's show, the six words that could transform your world with create, curate, advocate, mobile, video, and virtual, stay tuned, because those six words are part of my upcoming book, and I would love to have you have that book in your hands. Coming up, we'll be participating in a number of different events with people who, again, are out to help and coach and teach and educate and share and network. Some of the most amazing people right now that are shaking up the business planet are with you, B-I-Z, UBiz. And I'm going to put a link here right on the show for you to UBiz. UBiz is a new division of an 8-year-old mega successful company And they are helping business people to be connected through a social network, which is mobile. And as business people are embracing mobile advertising, helping their businesses be found so that they can have customers, they can very affordably have a digital mobile ad for their business for pennies a day so that more people can find them. And so I look forward to bringing to you the latest in business so that you can be successful and so that you can step out into this business world and have the people find you. Because what good is being a business person with something to offer where people just can't reach you? And so we're going to keep you updated here on Successapes. Another site where you can connect with people fully and see all of their social presence is called Appiru. And I will put the link for you here on the site. It's APERO.com, Appiru. And this site allows you in one place to post your social presence on up to over 500 websites. And I mean, not that many people, of course, have 500 going at one time, but people can go to one page and they can see, where are you on Twitter? Where are you on Facebook? Where are you on Google+? Where are you on About Me and Clout and Cred and, you know, things like Scoop It? They can look at all of the different social presence that you have, your Instagram and Pinterest, and they can connect with you. And then one by one, they can participate with you across. Cool thing about the internet is as you make connections with people, I think people are missing a lot of the interconnection. So I want you to stay tuned for an upcoming show. In the next few days, I'm going to be interviewing one of the world's best in the area of social media, Lon Safko, LONSAFKO. You're going to be hearing even more and more about him. They did a PBS special on him. He wrote the social media Bible. He wrote the fusion marketing Bible, bringing together the social media and the traditional, you know, marketing. And he really shares with the world that everything is connected. And so he has just returned from global travels, and he'll be going back out again. But people have been seeing him in places like Dubai, Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, Hong Kong. And he's bringing this education to the world and showing people how to connect and how all of these social media sites are, in order to leverage your results, you want to connect things. And if you post on Twitter, well, the fact that you're posting on Twitter, you can let people on Facebook and LinkedIn know about that. So we're going to be talking more about leveraging your results, transforming your business, and getting the help that you need. And just keep you posted here on Successapes about everything that's happening. Because as you know, every day that goes by, there are new businesses coming online and new people that are creating products and services. Somebody's got the next Facebook and somebody's got the next Snapchat. And so we as business people have to stay in the game. We have to do what it takes. We have to be open to learning new things, connecting with each other. And so I am committed here on Successapes to doing that with you and for you. And I always welcome, you know, entrepreneurs who can help us to make a difference. I definitely want to thank all of the people that have been part of making events happen out there, everything from Emerge to the Global Trade Summit. I've been learning from experts such as business-accelerated.com about how to work with revenue and be successful. We could take this to happen all day long. All I know is I'm happy that you've joined me. I'm your host, Lori Wilk, here for Successapes. And until we get together again, you know my philosophy. Be safe and be successful. Goodbye for now. We'll see you soon on Successapes. Click below and connect with us. We'd love to have you with us. It's great having you with us here on Successapes.